Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, May 22nd. How can that be? 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. The NAACP issues a travel advisory. A new candidate for president. The true motive behind the open border has been revealed. And she's finally decided to stand for the national anthem. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the NAACP board of directors issued a travel warning for all Black Americans to avoid the state of Florida. They said it's not a safe place for Black people. They accused DeSantis of making aggressive attempts to erase Black history. Quote, Florida is openly hostile towards African Americans, people of color, and LGBTQ plus individuals. Before traveling to Florida, please understand that the state of Florida devalues and marginalizes the contributions of and the challenges faced by African Americans and other communities of color. Now, that, of course, is the stupidest thing you've ever heard, but it gets better. The chairman of the NAACP lives in Florida. Well, speaking of Florida, it's expected that Ron DeSantis will announce his run for the Republican nomination this week. But Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina beat him to the punch, announced that he is indeed running. And already the Senate's number two senator, John Thune from South Dakota, is coming out and endorsing him. Whatever that is all worth for you. The senior director for border security on the National Security Council, her name is Katie Tobin. She said of the border, we are creating new jobs this year as we're breaking ground on key infrastructure projects, the CHIPS and Science Act, and green new jobs. Okay, what does that have to do with the border? She said, as our economy grows, we need workers that we just don't have enough of. So it is in our interest to bring people in and to stay competitive globally. Okay, which is it? Is Biden's open border a chaotic humanitarian crisis that we're doing the best we can to stop? Or is it a broader economic necessity that this senior Biden administration official just admitted to? Brittany Griner, the WNBA player, used to not stand for the national anthem. Then she spent 10 months in a Russian prison, facing 9 years for having cannabis oil in a vape canister. Now she says she will be standing for the national anthem. She says it hits different than before her arrest. Quote, I want to be able to stand. I was literally in a cage in Russia and could not stand the way I wanted to. I wish everyone could come to that realization, what it's like living in other parts of the world. People would be much more grateful for what we have here. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming only on Hulu.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I filed a column yesterday on BillO'Reilly.com entitled Fear the Walking Trump. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the program Fear the Walking Dead. I co-opted that in a title to get attention. Now, the column is about people who believe that Donald Trump has no chance to be reelected president. That is foolish. The man has, I wouldn't say even money chance, but I'd say to discount him, you're being naive. There are many things that could happen to Donald Trump in the next 6 months. That's the thing we don't know. There are investigations. There are other competitors like Ron DeSantis. There's a whole bunch of stuff in motion. So there's no predictability, even though Donald Trump leads in the Republican polling right now. However, Mr. Trump has resources. He has money. He has a record. In my opinion, he ran the country fairly efficiently in the 4 years. And of course, we all know his deficits, obsessed with the election of 2020, and often speaks in terms that alienate millions of Americans. But don't be foolish. Donald Trump is a formidable candidate for president in 2024. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Terry, concierge member. Terry gets direct access to me. We hope you all check that program out. You get free books. You get discounts. We almost pay you to be a concierge member. Bill, on all my emails I send out, I have a changing tagline. Quote, I am not a product of my circumstance. I am a product of my decisions. Excellent, Terry. No excuses for you. That's the way it should be. Mark, concierge member. People are getting screwed. Our senior citizens. Until all this insanity happened, I had enough money to retire. Well, not anymore. With the prices of everything going up at the grocery store and at the gas station, and I'm not even mentioning home heating and basic transportation. I know. Seniors getting hosed. I know. Michael Eister, Phoenix, Arizona. This might sound like a stupid question. What can a regular citizen do to become more active in protecting the integrity of the voting process? Not stupid question. Sign up. Help out at your local poll. That's what you do. And if you see anything untoward, you get that on the phone. Take a picture of it. Sign up. If everybody did that, it'd be a lot harder to cheat. David King, Carmel, Indiana. While I agree with you on reparations, should those of us who are not California residents really care? Yeah, because what happens in California spreads. But Newsom's not going to do this, so it's not going to happen. Stephen Hulbert, Brookhaven, Georgia. I'm no political pundit, but I voted for Trump twice. However, after watching some of the town hall, I think the Dems will walk away with the election. Well, we'll see. I mean, nobody can predict the 2024 thing now. It's too many things are going to happen. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1992, America's favorite late-night comedian signed off for the last time. After spending 30 years on top, Johnny Carson said goodbye. Here is his story. The Iowa native, Carson began performing magic tricks and card games for his friends at the age of 12. His mother sewed him a cape so he could entertain neighbors at birthday parties and family picnics. When he was 14, young John debuted his character, the Great Carsini, charging $3 per show. After graduating high school, he hitchhiked to Hollywood, where he was arrested and fined $50 for street peddling. Johnny Carson then joined the Navy in 1943. He was en route to serve in the Pacific when the war ended. While on board the USS Pennsylvania, Carson took up boxing and remained undefeated throughout his time in the military. Johnny Carson returned to the Midwest and was hired at a local radio station. After a series of quiz shows and comedy routines with longtime sidekick Ed McMahon, Johnny Carson was tapped by NBC to create a late-night program as a counterpart to their popular morning broadcast, The Today Show. The Tonight Show debuted on October 1, 1962. An average audience of 9 million watched Johnny Carson and his crew every weeknight for the next three decades. His final show took place on May 22, 1992. The legendary broadcaster died in 2005 at the age of 79 from heart failure. And here's something else you might not know. Since the days of Carson, late night TV viewership has taken a dive. Today, hosts Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Stephen Colbert each struggle to reach 2 million viewers per night. According to the U.S. Census, at least 22 million tuned in to watch Johnny Carson's final broadcast. I doubt anyone will care when the current crop of late-night hosts say goodbye. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.